Charlotte Blackwell's Los Angeles living room is tidy and inviting, with a floral couch and pretty antique mirrors. But just a couple of months ago, it was piled high with trash.
I've had this furniture reupholstered now, but this whole room was filled with just junk, junk, junk.
Her 36-year-old son, Jermaine Petty, was in the throes of schizophrenia and drug addiction. Blackwell pleaded with him to stop coming home with garbage.
Trash off the street. And you wonder, how in the world could he get it all here, in this backpack?
Petty is an Air Force veteran. After he got out of the military, he became paranoid and suffered delusions. He had VA care, but often refused to take his medication. Blackwell says he's been arrested 24 times since he left the Air Force in 2005, mostly for bizarre behavior. And lately, Petty was spiraling. He wandered the streets with layers of necklaces, knives, and a hammer on his body. Blackwell worried her son would not survive his next encounter with law enforcement.
You know, you see it on TV all the time. Families calling for help. My son is mentally ill. My son is going through an episode. And when they get there, within 5 minutes, the person is shot to death.
L.A. County Sheriff's Lieutenant John Gannon understands that fear. He oversees the agency's mental evaluation teams that are called in when deputies need help dealing with mentally ill people. They arrive in plain clothes without a black and white patrol car. The goal is to establish rapport and get the patient to treatment instead of into a jail cell. Gannon says he's noticed a pattern.
Some of our most difficult calls involve veterans.
This issue came to a head last year when the Sheriff's Department was receiving repeated complaints about a veteran in the Antelope Valley north of L.A. He fought with neighbors and barricaded himself inside his home. Then after a physical confrontation with deputies, the veteran died. The cause is still under investigation. Gannon began looking for ways his department could do more to reach veterans in desperate situations.
I just feel that we may not have put our best foot forward and given him all the resources in a way or in a delivery mode that he would accept it.
That's how the idea for VMET was born, short for Veterans Mental Evaluation Team. A specially trained VA police officer paired with a VA clinician joined law enforcement on difficult calls involving vets. The Long Beach VA agreed to launch the program in September. They say Long Beach's VMET is the first of its kind in the country.
Hi, my name's Shannon Teague. I'm a social worker at the Long Beach VA. I'm here to see Lynn.
Marine Corps veteran Shannon Teague is half of the first VMET team.
They were telling us that you had put some posts on Facebook that you wanted to hurt yourself. Is that what's going on today?
Today, she's using a training simulation to show how she approaches a suicidal person. Veterans are twice as likely as non-veterans to die by suicide. Teague says her own experience helps engage vets in trouble.
When you're in the military, it's a family. It really allows you to be able to communicate with them and get them to open up to you.
In the first 4 months of the program, results are promising enough that the Long Beach VA plans to add a second team. Jermaine Petty was one of the first vets helped by VMET. They approached him over the course of several days, working hand in hand with the Sheriff's Department and his mother, Charlotte Blackwell.
By the grace of God, and with the help of this program, Jermaine is a brand new person.
Now Petty is in drug and alcohol rehab, and he's taking his schizophrenia medication at the VA once a month. His mom says the next step is transitional housing, where she hopes he'll settle into a new life, without psychotic episodes, drugs, or encounters with police. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Denkman.